Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Brooklyn Boogie. Pretty for the people. Flatbush Extension. Coney Island. Bell Parkway and the boogie for the Brooklyn. Come in, boy. Lou Sino. Yeah, boy. Yeah, play some tones for the Borough Hall.
We're gonna make our dreams come true. Doing it our way.
about fucking time.
Now that's an opening theme. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend, and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you upon that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of designer shoelace tips and nude pictures of your wife. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the good people of the church. Beer battered shrimp.
Oh, Teddy boy. There you go, babe.
Over there. Over there, chew it. All right, you're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday nights, it's us, Possum Hour. Wednesdays at 7, it's Cooking with Gas, featuring your host, the great Lepetime. And Fridays, it's us two again on Friday night, fucking pause. Well, aww, Cake's new cats, right at home. Member of the Possum family. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first this.
The following incident takes place in the advertising department of the Los Angeles Times.
Yeah, hello, Louise. Yes. Did that rock and roll promoter ever show? What rock and roll promoter? You know, the one who's going to take out the full page ad. Did he ever show? I bet he didn't. Oh. He did, huh? Well, will you please tell him that he is 6 minutes late by my watch, and my watch is 5 minutes fast? Yes, tell him that. Well, you have... I don't know what that comes... Just have him figure it out. Will you please send him in? Thank you. Jeez, I can't believe these people. They either show up, or they don't show up, or they show up, or they don't show up, or they...
Excuse me, you're Mr. Hickenlooper?
Yes, I'm Walter Hickenlooper.
Yeah, how you do? My name is Danny Drollinger. I'm with Conquest Concerts. We do all the big rock and roll shows, you know, in the outlying areas. We did Festival de Salta at the Orange Show Auditorium.
Oh,
you know,
no
all
idea.
That stuff. We've done business with you people
good.
Before.
Well,
and I came down here personally today because I want a huge full-page ad. We're doing a very big rock show out of the Big O.
The Big O, what is
you
that, Winchell's Donuts?
What's the problem, sir? Are you new to the area?
No.
Well, everybody around here knows there's the Big A,
mm-hmm.
the Big O,
mm-hmm.
the Big I.
Mm-hmm.
The Big A is Anaheim Stadium.
That I know.
The Big O is Ontario Motor Speedway.
Ah, Ontario Motor Speedway.
Okay.
What's the Big I?
That's me.
Yeah, oh,
you can write that down
if
you want.
No, I'm not going to.
Well, it won't hurt to remember
listen,
it. You know, I'm going to be around in town
right
for a while.
Right.
Okay, anyway, look.
Ontario
it's
Motor
a
Speedway.
Very, very different kind of rock and roll show. No
oh,
smoke
yeah?
bombs, no
oh.
lasers, and most important, no opening acts.
Uh-huh.
Just three headline supergroups.
Oh, my goodness.
Boom, 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 like that, you know?
Boom, boom, yeah.
So I want them to have equal belling, equal weight.
All right, well, the easiest way to do that is why don't we just list them in the order they appear. How's that? One, two, and three.
Good idea.
Okay,
I like
fine.
The way you work.
Well, thank you very much.
Maybe we'll
sir.
Do some
I
business with you in the future.
I sure hope so.
Okay.
All right, well, let's start with the first act, shall we?
Fine.
Okay, who's on first?
Mr. Hickenlooper,
mm-hmm.
if my secretary has already given you the information,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's no sense for me to be here. I could be out booking science
well,
Spokane.
No, I know.
So if you got it...
No, no, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I just said who's on first.
That's right.
Ah,
you
that's
see,
right. We, oh, I like that name. That's
the,
right. It's so affirmative. It's so sure of itself.
Don't write that's
mm-hmm.
right. That's wrong.
That's wrong. Oh, it's a bit more negative, I suppose, with these times and all. That's wrong.
Mr. Hickenlooper?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that's right. It's not that's wrong.
Well, then, who's on first?
Who's on first?
Who is on first?
Who is on first?
Who?
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 Who's on first?
That's right.
That's right. I got it down here.
Look, Mr. Hickenlooper. You get on the Pomona Freeway. You drive your car out to Ontario Motor Speedway.
Uh-huh.
You get out. You give the man the ticket. You sit down in your seat. The guy on stage comes out and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present who?"
Who?
That's right.
That's right. All right. It's
who?
A fine group as far as I'm concerned. You're upset, right?
You could say I'm upset.
We're having a communication problem. There's nothing to be
let's
ashamed of.
Let's just get this straight
do.
Before my Quaalude kicks in, okay?
Sorry.
That's
okay,
all I ask.
Fine. All right. Let's just... Well, then we'll start with the second act.
Fine.
I don't know why I didn't suggest this
fine.
To begin with. Okay. Who's on second?
Who's on
yeah,
first?
Wait a minute. What's the name of the second act?
Guess who?
Jeez, I'm not familiar with the genre here.
I don't have any genre. Look,
question.
It's just three rock and roll acts. Guess who?
Give me a chance. The Ding-a-ling Sisters.
They're not even sisters,
well,
Mr. Hickenlooper. Guess
right.
who?
Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods.
Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods.
Right,
I am not running no goddamn Busch Gardens, pal. Let's get that straight.
Right.
This is Conquest Concerts.
Okay.
Nothing but class.
Okay.
Guess who?
I can't guess who.
You don't have to guess who.
Well, then I won't guess who.
So don't guess who.
All right.
All right.
All right.
I will tell you something frankly, sir.
What?
I didn't have this much trouble with the Free Press.
Oh, you didn't, huh? Well, I'll tell you something frankly, sir. I didn't have this much trouble with the Music Center, and they put on Rigoletto one year.
That's four acts.
Not the year they did it. All right, now let's just move on to the third act, huh? Who, Ah. Will you please tell me the name of the third act?
Yes.
Fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. You let me see a proof of the act Wednesday, and we'll be...
Wait a minute! Where are you going? Wait a minute! I asked you to tell me the name of the third act.
I told you the name of the third act! You want me to tell you again?
Yes.
That's right!
That's right, son, first!
Who's on first? Guess who's on second in the third act?
Yes?
That's right! What's your problem?
I've been writing for 11 minutes. I got nothing on the paper. That's my problem. Why don't you take the paper, you take the pen, and you write it down?
Are you crazy? If I could write, I wouldn't have had to steal this bit.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
George B. Buffer.
Oh, a B. Buffer. Dig that crazy buffer name.
Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor Art.
All right. I love the last line in that bit.
What's that?
I love the last line in that bit. If I could write, I wouldn't have stole this gag, material.
That saves the act, yep.
Uh-huh.
It saves the bit. Acknowledging that you are stealing.
Cars. You ever see that movie, Used Cars?
Yeah. Yeah, man, what? Been all the birthdays at Louis Prima.
Yeah. Tommy Waits.
Yeah, Tom Waits. I didn't think of it until just now. I should have uploaded the Ted Knight Hey Guys song for the 3 minutes.
Oh, hey guys. Ted Knight's birthday, too. I forgot.
Ted Knight's birthday, too.
Yeah.
I fucking love Ted Knight, man.
Uh-huh. Well, you honor him every election, man, with that sign he got out front.
Yep. Smales for judge. Actually, it's Smail. That's the only problem with it. It's not Smails. It's Smail. Still. Comedy
uh-huh.
gold. Comedy gold.
Still good. Yep.
All I got left is my pitiful Bernie sticker on the fender of my truck. Wah, wah. It's like all sad because it's a little crooked, you know. Pain. Nose is running for some reason. Yeah, lots of boy days today and whatnot.
Yeah.
I was thinking of. I got my hair cut real short this summer, the end of the summer.
Okay.
And I was liking it a lot, right? I know. I caught myself for it. So I was really liking it, and I thought, you know, this is so stupid. It's like really easy if you're going to leave your hair that short just to cut it yourself, right?
Yeah.
So, I asked my buddy because I know my buddy Mark. He's got your hair, your hairline, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he chops off whatever's on there with his own. So I said, what do you use, man? So he showed me, and then he says, George Clooney uses the Flowbee. You should look into that. Well, he sends me a link today. He goes, I hope you jumped on that Flowbee, because I guess Clooney came out, said he uses the damn thing, and they sold out of them.
No shit.
You can't get a Flowbee online. Yeah. They're on back order, man. You owe them things.
Guaranteed to make you look like George Clooney.
Well. Anyways. I gotta figure something out, man, because it's...
Yeah, just man, it's cheers, man. You sit down and just cheer your head. Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Yeah.
You don't have to put up with people in the barber shops, which is why I did it.
Yeah. Oh, man, the thought of going into that barber shop right now with this virus and shit.
Yeah.
Get out of here. No fucking way. Especially the one place actually both places I go with regular barbers, you know, where they don't charge an arm and a leg. They're both, you know, Bobo guys. So, of course, they're not wearing masks and shit, you know.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, man. I'm
not going anywhere near that place.
No.
Although the one place, I don't like the one place because they play the Fox News, but the other place does have the Westerns on. I'll grant them that. All right. Veering off again. It's like a bad habit, man.
Well, what else is going on? You always got to go back to that.
Well, we've got to blow something up. We've got to blow something up now.
Oh, yeah. Blow something up.
I hate going to barber too, Ope. That's basically it. I fucking hate going to barber.
That's why I started shearing my own head. It was like 14 years ago or so I started doing that. I haven't been in a barbershop since.
Yeah. I just got to. That's why I used to wear my hair so long, just because I hated going to barber. It wasn't really that I liked long hair. But now it looks like such shit. I'm an old man. Just chop your hair off.
That's it.
It don't matter.
Don't get into shaving it yet. Shaving it's a pain in the ass.
No, I don't want to go there.
Shears.
I want to get like
you got to shave it every day, practically.
Yeah, an inch and a half or so, you know, and hit it every couple of weeks, freshen it up now and here.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. There are days I look like Curly, where Curly had the 5 o'clock shadow on his head. You know, you got to keep on it. It's a pain in the ass.
The goatee's what GT's talking about, how long his goatee is. Mine, I hate that because I don't trim. They're hard to trim, man.
Okay.
Like, I shaved everything off in, what was that, the end of August or so. And now it's, you know, it's like all the same length and everything. But, you know, now I got to trim it. Man, yeah.
It's easier to trim when you have it close to the face.
Ted, hang on, Ted. I'm coming. We're going backward in time. Backward in time. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Reaching back into the Possum files for 2013. Yeah, 1913.
Okay.
I updated it a little bit. I spruced it up. The Bee Gees. All right.
Okay. Well.
It's tremendous. It's colossal. It's putrid.
Ah, shit! Ah, fuck! Holy shit! I'm gonna go! The worst fuck of a credo!
I started a joke. They started a song.
What are you stalling around for?
Wait, hold on, please. Shut up, ladies and gentlemen. I want to introduce for you my mother. She's out there somewhere. Ma, come on, stand up.
Wait, ma.
There's a lot of celebrities here, Ma. You probably like her. Ma, stand up.
No, I guess I don't see her.
Nobody wants to claim you. Yo. You paid $650 to claim me, you son of a press agent.
Yes, good stuff. Lenny and the Squeak Tones.
Lenny and the Squeak Tones.
He's been dying for decades, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's had MS.
Yeah.
Multiple. That's a heartbreak.
So he made it to 73. Yeah, you know, give him that, you know? The hell?
Oh, yeah.
I've heard he's always been on his deathbed, yeah.
Yeah, he's had that for about 20 years he's been diagnosed. Kind of sad. Not a good way to go. I have a friend with MS. It's sad, man.
Oh, yeah?
You know. Yeah. It ain't good.
Uh-uh.
So, anyways, Flo-Bee, not right now. Put the Flo-Bee off. Get the shears. We'll be good. All right, Ted.
There you go.
You ready? Ruff!
Right.
Well, come up to the microphone, man. You're all the way over there.
Ted.
All right. Well, there he is, ladies and germs. Ted the dog.
Ted the dog.
Ted dog. Theodore J. Mooney. What's up? What's up? What's up, you knucklehead? Knuckle bunny. There he is. All right. Let's get her rolling here. No, that ain't the one. This one. Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Right. There they are, the Possum Lounge.
Possum Lounge.
Right? Right? Chicky Cheeks is here, Ted. Chicky Cheeks.
Chicky Cheeks.
Chick.
Sweet Al.
Key. Cheek. Boom. Sweet Alan? That's all you have to say on that. Oh, one. Okay. And, you know, it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. Dr. Cake's here, Ted.
Dr. Cake.
That was a good one. And our old pal, Ford Prefect.
to have you with us. They seriously are not letting you mail fucking greeting cards in Canada? The fuck?
I know. Oh, shit.
Oh. I think that's what he said. What the hell, man? Wear a mask, sure, but, you know. Gotta keep Hallmark in business, right, Ted? Right, Ted? Right? Quartz. Yeah. I think he says he's making it up. All right. There's G.T. Trenton.
G.T.
The strongest man on the internet. Wee, 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 wee. All right. I know. There's other people's eyes, our old pal Ope, Ted Ope.
Ope, other people's eyes.
What? Ope. Yeah, that's a boy. Okay. I got you. Yeah, I'm with you, Ford, on the Christmas thing. If you got little kids or something, it's really fun. Or you got, like, you know, all this fuck, but it's a big deal, man. My kids even, like when they hit, like, you know, 20, they're like, yeah, really, Dad? You know,
yeah, yeah.
Good. You know, really? Really, dude? Okay. Gonna do, fuckers. All right, Ted, you know who else is here? Professor R.J. Gumby. Yes, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Good to be here.
What do you mean?
Hey.
Would you go? Over. All right.
Good boy.
This?
Good boy.
All right, now go lay down. You're a good boy. chocolate pecan pie with extra rib. That does sound pretty fucking good. There they are, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Jack.
As the Beaver.
Hey!
Bill
George.
I guess it's
he was brought up like a sailor, a pirate of the streets, stealing booty blues and dirty magazines.
Thank you.
All right.
I realized I was muted, and then I was like, well, do I hit the applause? Hit the unmute, hit the applause, hit the thing.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Oh, Donnie.
Yeah, yeah. Poor Donnie. Yookie dookie. Thinking. What do we got? Oh, this part of I only have half a joke here. Okay.
Okay.
I'll waste it, right, though, because I have nothing else. I got no material. Yeah, it's kind of a, you know, like a Rodney delivery here, you know. Goes, well, yeah, you remember my second wife, right? Yeah, you remember her, the original super spreader. Hey, ho, whoa.
There you go.
The original.
Dumps. They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps.
Okay, never mind.
Big, massive dumps.
Big, massive dumps.
Oh, dumps. Yeah.
Sylvester the Cat.
That was our president.
The original super spreader.
Here you go.
Man. I tell you what, man. You find yourself an insatiable woman, and you got something there, you know.
Yes, yes.
But usually half the neighborhood also has something there, too, you know, because...
Gotta share. Not wrong with share.
Hey, I may talk like a socialist, but I'm not a socialist.
That's mine, right?
That's right, boy. None of that crap, old
water heater.
You're with the chief. You're with the chief. That's it. You know. this other
kindergarten. They told you to share.
They never taught me a damn thing. Well, I was a caution man in kindergarten.
Yeah.
My teacher was a long-suffering, wonderful woman. God bless her. She loved me. She just got the biggest kick out of me. And then I had a succession of three first, second, and third grade teachers that fucking hated my guts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they just despised
me.
Well,
you didn't have to deal with nuns.
No. But these were...
Oh, Jesus.
These were old biddies. Pretty bad. One of them had this leg that she was like constantly on crutches. She had this broken leg, which put her in a bad mood. She's the one that threw the dictionary at my head, man. Apologize.
Christ.
Yeah, she was. Yeah,
she
it's probably fair cop. I don't remember what I did. I don't remember what I did, but it's probably fair cop. That's a fucking little douchebag, man.
Well, you know, you're a kid. These days, it's your job.
They'd probably put me on the Ritalin there if I was in the 80s or 90s.
Yeah.
And I lied. I was the biggest liar. I'll be the liar, Ford, because I was the biggest fucking liar. And I ended up getting in trouble a couple times for lies, I remember, as a kid. Got rung up real hard, you know. And I learned my lesson.
Yeah, good.
And then I became like... And then I was like, you know, Mr. Integrity after that. I even quit cheating on tests in school, and everybody in that fucking class cheated. You know who you are. I never cheated. I don't know who you
That's
fucking are.
That's how I made it
are.
Out.
And I said, you know, I'm going to... It worked out really good. I flunked a bunch of classes. But I said, hey, man, going out on my own steam, bitch. Batting down the hatches. I think that's when my scutsman started kicking in, lad. You know, hey, laddie.
There you go.
Heading this for the wood, laddie. Yeah.
This is it.
Oh, man, everybody cheated. Oh, my God. It was insane how people cheated in those classes. I think I made my vow in, like, 7th or 8th grade. I said, I'm never cheating again, and I never did.
No shit.
Yeah. So one time I did, for a geometry test, and I was doing really well in geometry, so I didn't want to fuck this up, and I took a crib note of some, I don't know what the fuck they were, theorems or some shit they had in geometry, you know, that you were supposed to memorize, and I hadn't memorized, so I had a little crib note. Well, they were on the test sheet, so I ended up cheating, and I didn't have to. So I felt really stupid. Like, I fucking broke my bow, and I didn't have to, you know?
Oh.
Like, never again.
You continue to live with yourself after that. Awesome in hell. You still get night terrors?
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Imagine if you got caught when it was right there anyway.
He'd probably let me slide.
There you go.
Don't draw on the desk, Bailey. Oh, sorry. I'm not supposed to say that.
Well, I told you years after I graduated, my father one time came back from work and said, how were you in, I forget what subject it was. I said, I was fairly good. Why you ask? And he flipped his tie over, and all my notes were written on the liner of the tie. He took one of my ties to work.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
This is like 5 years after I graduated, though. It was a joke, you know. So, yep, that's how I got out of school, Dad. Your money was well spent.
That's funny.
And we cracked open a beer and laughed.
Yeah. I didn't get to have too many beers with me, old man, but that was cool. That was the one area where we could both agree. You know, it was like, because like, you know, it's every once in a while I get old, you know, and this, let's have a beer. Okay.
There you go. We would have it every night at dinner at supper time.
Bridge. Yeah. Good old days. All right, how about a quick?
Yes, quickie.
We got time for quickie time.
We like quickies here in Pasta now.
Well, there's classic quickies, like pickle your knees and cheese. I was thinking. what's his head there? Oh, here we go. This is a leftover from when Ford took his hiatus. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm waiting for okay.
Black going on in that song.
Yeah, next year it's going to be the Toronto Blue Jays versus the Pittsburgh Pirates in the World Series.
There you go.
That cereal. Yeah.
I can see it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Buckos make for some interesting
back.
Possum.
Yeah. Buckos need a couple of years. There's no doubt about that. A couple of years. A couple 20 years. On air. Get together. Rebuilding.
Uh-huh.
Rebuilding. We'll go down the game. Go down. Get some jumbo.
Jambalaya.
No, jumbo. Jumbo. Fucking in Pittsburgh. That's what, for some fucking reason, that's what they call, like, bologna.
Uh-huh.
Usually, like, the unsliced, like, when you buy, like, that log of bologna in the butcher shop.
The bologna stick. Yeah.
That's a jumbo. That's a jumbo. Jumbo.
Why would they call it anything?
I don't
need it like that.
I don't know.
Take a bite out of it like that?
Fried bologna sandwiches and stuff, I guess. We always bought Oscar Mayer bologna. I never knew. My parents didn't speak Pittsburghese, so I was kind of I was like an alien, you know, because like, they were all saying jumbo. And I'm like, what is that jumbo? You gotta wash your hands. What do you mean wash my hands? I gotta wash my hands. Wash them.
Where are your parents from if they weren't Pittsburghese?
Well, my mother was raised in New York City.
Yeah, okay. Big difference.
She didn't really have
a
real heavy New York accent, though.
Uh-huh.
At least by the time I got to know her. and the old man...
Well, those chicks don't. Unless they're from Rhode Island.
He was raised in the Pittsburgh area, but... you know, he's an educated man.
Law
school and all that stuff. And a prominent downtown attorney, if you will.
Higher ups.
So, you know, those guys don't say yuns. They don't say yuns. It's just a fact of life.
Yuns.
It's a class
That's
thing.
Classic.
Yeah.
I get a kick out of that.
It's a beautiful thing, man. All right. Well, yins are in for a treat.
Okay, bring it on.
You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
I guess it went the other. Where the hell is it? There it is.
Yeah, don't lose the 3 minutes.
Gotta have the 3 minutes. I meant the. Oh, jeez, I still have that Ford Prefect 3 minutes on there. Sorry, this one's like, you know, got an expiration date. So we gotta go with this. Expiration date.
So, play by December 7th.
What's up, Ted? Ted's on the prowl. I don't know, man. What are you up to, Ted? You cool? You got enough water? Need some more? I go back.
Did you give the good treat?
Right. Huh?
Did you give the good treat for the work he did?
We're done with the good treats, man. Too many good treats.
Okay.
You know. Gotta cut them off at some point. All right,
Jones.
Tonight's 3 minutes. A very special 3 minutes.
I do.
This is a group called The Credibility Gap, and a song called Foreign Novelty Smash. And that's not it. on the wrong cue. There it is.
Kopfschmerzen und ich fühle mich nicht wohl. Ich habe Magenschmerzen und der Knochen ist verfohlen. Ich möchte ein Glas kalte Milch. Wo ist das Krankenhaus? Sie müssen im Bett bleiben und wo ist der Fledermaus? Ich verstehe nicht alles, was haben Sie gesagt?
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
was, and like you say, the Germans were rocking out.
Yeah, good, man, you know it.
Got to entertain the Germans.
Like we threw them a bone. Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. There's the ding dong. I don't know. Now Ted's outside. Yeah. All right. Yeah. See, I gotta, you know, I gotta mind the dog. Cats are so much easier, you know. He's like, yeah, the cat just do cat things. Fucking dog goes outside. Oh, no. Oh, he wants to come in. Oh, he wants to go out. He wants to come in. He needs more water. Hell in a handbasket. All right. Headlines from around the world. Around the world.
Yes, yes.
Some weird shit out there, man. Okay, here we go.
Okay,
right,
where's
off the
monolith now?
Oh, you want to do the monolith first? Okay.
Yeah, where the hell are you?
I do believe, and I don't have the link. But uh-huh. somebody said that an artist's colony or some such thing out there in Utah,
yeah.
or out in the West somewhere, claimed responsibility for the monoliths that were disappearing and appearing. And my good friend and former editor, Irv, or let's call him Oz,
okay.
he had a good observation that, you know, there's more than one of them. How can they still be called monoliths, right? Monolith.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought it was witty. Come on in.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad
uh-huh.
I gave him credit for that line and didn't
Mono.
Take it for myself. Yeah, monolith. Anyhow.
Good point.
One more, Ted, and then you go lay down. Here, go lay down. I'm gonna bellyache, Luke. All right. Yeah, and then this one guy, some guy in Pittsburgh, of all places, it looks like he put this one together in his garage.
Yeah.
Says, lo and behold, Monday morning he goes down there, and there's this monolith staying at, what the hell happened to my browser? Whoa. sitting on him in front of his candy store down there.
That's good if it's a real cheap looking one. Did you do a bad job?
Oh yeah, it's oh yeah, it's real skeevy looking. You know, so it's like yeah, right, dude.
So yeah, that makes it funny. Yeah, I like that.
Just having a couple irons down there. You know, hey, you know, I got right there, man. I got some sheet metal out back. You still got that hammer? Yeah. All right, let's go, man. So he got on the news. Good for him.
Okay.
And then, you know, it's mainly pranksters, artists, whatever you want to call them. candy store owners.
Didn't I suspect that? Wasn't I the first to say I bet you was a candy store owner? I suspected that.
Yeah, well, at least he's, you know, making a little money on the prank. What do you get for sticking a thing in the
good
desert?
For him.
Huh? Whoa, everybody was talking about it. Yeah, what that and a quarter will get you nothing, actually. That and $1.50 will get you a cup of coffee.
I like that one meme where the guy had the monolith in his side yard. He said, Amazon finally found my house.
That is...
yeah. Monolith.
Yeah. Nice
enough
gag.
With the monoliths already. Enough with the monoliths. All right, here we go. Now we can sit. Monolith. Good one, Ford. Okay. Here we go. Man uses sword to slice 68 grapes while standing on a balance board. Can you imagine such a thing?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, here's the article. An Idaho man.
oh, another Idaho man. Same cat. It's got to be.
It's that
He's
same guy.
He's keeping himself busy. He's all right.
He recaptured a Guinness World Record by using a samurai sword to slice through 68 grapes while standing on a balance board.
68 grapes on a balance board. Okay. Uh-huh.
He'd previously set the record of 57, but then someone else beat him at 61, so he had to show him who was boss from Idaho.
I think GTO should, G.T. Trenton should take a stab at that one. I think he might be good with that.
He's got some swords.
Yeah, exactly.
His mom could throw the grapes. She could toss the grapes.
There you go.
Good night, man. I like it.
I say that.
The plan.
It's your homework.
Oh, here we go. The ancient Jews, you know, they go back. They go way back. They got a way back.
Oh, yeah.
These archaeologists say an Israeli excavation offers first proof of mind-altering substances being used in Judaism.
Okay. That's how they wrote all those books.
It's not really. Nah, it's cannabis residue, man. Just a little weed. No biggie.
Okay.
No big.
No shrooms or anything?
You know. Oh, no. They flipped out. Oh, geez, they're smoking weed. Oh, they're seeing the colors and everything. Oh, like shit. Where the Jews were jumping off out of the windows. They were smoking that weed. No. Didn't happen. Anyway. Oh, here we go. The absence of cannabis pollen or seeds in the area in ancient times indicates the cannabis was likely imported over long-distance trade routes. So, like, the black market, long history of that shit, boy. They're still hauling that shit over the borders. So
I suspected that.
There you have it. I got to yell at the dog. Hold on a second. Okay. He understands English.
Okay.
You know.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely. Okay, here's a nature fact. The louder the monkey, the smaller its balls. They found that in howler monkeys, the ones with the biggest voice have the smallest schmeckles.
Okay. There you go.
Testi. Yeah.
Uh-huh. We're not going to get into politics, and we're not going to bring up Bobo. But yeah.
No.
Yeah. Wow. I can see that.
Whatever do you mean? Some sort of insinuation?
I can feel these white coats. I can feel these white coats standing around saying, hey, I wonder if the bulls have to do with how loud monkeys are. Let's all gather around and work on that. Let's get our clipboards.
Hey, man.
Figure this out.
Yeah. Oh, did you see Saturday? Speaking of politics, did you see Saturday Night Live's opening there with the? Oh, they had the girl. They had the girl from that I was talking about Friday. Oh, and it was the hot chick, Cicely Strong or Cecily Strong.
Yeah.
Hot as a pistol. Hey, baby.
I have to
check
that out. Cold opener.
Crazy. Yeah, I think it was the opener. Yeah.
There's the cold.
The louder the monkey, the smaller the balls.
Good to know. Good to know.
I watched this video. I pulled up an article on it. So look at it here. You remember the Godfather quotes trilogy, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was watching a video. They had Coppola on there, and he's saying that it really wasn't meant to be a trilogy. The third movie was meant to be like an epilogue, a coda, the death of Michael Corleone. Constraints at the time, whatever, this and that, budgets and. They wanted a movie by Christmas.
I liked it.
He is, but he's. You liked it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I liked the third.
I mean, it was okay.
I'm not as good
it didn't
as the
stand
first
up.
Two, but yeah.
Yeah, didn't
yeah.
stand up to the first two. But he says he went in, he re-edited the thing, and this is what he wanted to present the first time. So I might give it a look.
Yeah, I like it because it attacks the Catholic Church.
The Bacardi Superior Rum. That's good stuff. You can't go wrong with Bacardi, Ford. Okay, I'll get the famous grouse and pour a grouse for the end of the show. Or not. Maybe not. Hey, what I was thinking, if he really wanted to improve that Godfather 3,
Yeah.
You need to computer generate Robert Duvall's head over that fucking goofball George Hamilton.
Yeah.
Huh? What do you think?
Well, Bobby was pissed off that he wasn't offered the part.
But they didn't even offer it?
To be in that one.
I thought...
You're snubbed.
Oh, because they said in the thing that I watched that he asked for too much dough.
Okay.
Because he was on the Howard Stern show, and he was telling me how he was snubbed. He wasn't even asked.
And maybe they thought they couldn't afford him.
Maybe. He was in that Richard Boone movie. You were Christ, this guy pops up in everything.
Yeah, yeah. You got to love him. You got to love him.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the greats. And he didn't hit it big, so he had like 10 or so years where he was just a journeyman character actor before he started becoming a star. 15 years, probably. He's in a lot of shit. Man, he's in Kill a Mockingbird, for crying out loud.
Yeah. He was in all the big productions, all the classics.
He co-starred with my pal, Bill Wyndham. That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow. Oh, and that other guy. The other guy. Dude, it was in there. I promise we wouldn't talk about politics.
Yeah.
But this is politics from, where is this? Namibia. Namibia?
Oh, okay. So it's acceptable.
An African country.
Late on us.
Well, they just elected a guy named Adolf Hitler. I screwed up the punchline. They just elected Adolf Hitler for the president of Namibia.
His name is actually Adolf Hitler? Oh,
his name is Adolf Hitler Unona. His last name is Unona. But
so he was named after the chancellor.
I think his dad, yeah. Uh-huh. Namibia was a former German colony. I don't know what kind of. He was not named after Adolf Hitler. He was just named Adolf Hitler, coincidentally.
So, oh yeah,
the coincidence.
Okay.
The victim of circumstance.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll see how that works out for the people of Namibia.
I ain't buying that.
You'd think that'd be a tough sell come election day, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna vote for Mobutu or Adolf Hitler. I don't know. What do you think? Fuck, man.
Wow.
Swear to God.
Adolf Hitler.
Adolf Hitler.
He's back. Jojo Rabbit.
He says, as a child, I saw it as a totally normal name. It wasn't until I was growing up that I realized man wanted to subjugate the whole world. I have nothing to do with any of these feelings. So he's not, you know, connection to Adolf Hitler. Hell, even Harpo Marx changed his name from Adolf.
Yeah. So he has.
When Hitler came to power.
This guy. Wow.
What are the chances? Okay, here we got the COVID news, the bad COVID news, man. Don't get the cocoa.
No, don't get the cocoa. Avoid
the cocoa. Because they just said in an article the other day, you could, it's vascular, you know, you get the breathing problems and things like this and the circulation. You could end up with some, what do you call your erectile dysfunction.
Oh,
you
don't
know?
Get the cocoa.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not fun enough
that
trying to get a wood.
Put on a mask. Yes.
Exactly, man. Wear a mask.
Uh-huh.
Get a bone.
Uh-huh.
Wear a mask.
For your will, you
get a bone.
There you
Fuck
go.
Yeah.
That should sell it.
Uh-huh.
Wear a mask, get his bone. That should sell it, man. That should get all the people on board.
It'd be a bunch of limp dicks if you don't wear a
That's right.
Oh, yeah. All right, one more here. Okay, here's a career for the future. I don't know how... You know, married you are slinging gars, but this guy in Egypt, Mohammed Ambe Abusta, he's figured out a pretty good scam. He's become a scorpion wrangler.
Oh,
young entrepreneur. Yeah.
Okay.
He somehow uses a colored UV light. And as scorpions are exposed to tiny electric currents to stimulate the release of their venom. See? So he milks them of their venom. I don't know how he catches the damn things, but...
Yeah, crazy. Things are nasty.
Hooker scorpions.
Pew.
But a gram of scorpion venom can fetch $10,000. That's a lot of scratch. Yeah. So they use it for, like, anti-venom, obviously, and then other medicines. Use scorpion venom. That's kind of a weird thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe I could work pretty cocoa.
Yeah. Well, I probably should have ended it on the limp dick joke, you know? Live and learn.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Got the clothes, got the face, got
There you go.
Big massive dumps.
Big massive dumps. That was the President of the United States right there.
I watched a video about what a shit Chevy Chase is. And,
I think I see the same one.
Oh, okay. We must have a similar algorithm going on YouTube.
Yeah, huh?
They said he was on the Tomorrow Show with Tom Snyder and said that, insinuated that Cary Grant was gay.
Yeah.
And Cary Grant sued the pants off. Yeah. Undisclosed settlement.
That was the one. That's weird that we're watching the same shit every now and then.
Yeah.
It was just like last night I seen it.
I just watched it today. That's weird, man. Oh, man, I did Richard Boone Theater all weekend. It was fucking awesome.
You know what? I did the other day. I seen the one that you recommended, and I saw I Buried a Living again. I seen that about three times already.
Yeah.
Watched it again.
Yeah. That's a goodie.
It was the Kremlin letter, the one I was thinking of. The Kremlin letter.
The Kremlin letter. I have that somewhere. I gotta catch that.
I don't think I've ever seen it. Yeah, that's what I was saying. That where he didn't look like himself in that. You know, he had a little bit of a fat face or a weird haircut.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think he was wearing wigs though. I think that he just didn't give a fuck and just let his hair grow. I saw that one. The one I posted was hilarious because he was playing a loudmouth drunk through the whole thing, which is I'm sure he was completely sober as he did that. He had a good time on that one.
So his nephew was a regular on that show.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, Randy.
Yeah.
Randy Boone. He quit Virginia to go on that, Cimarron Strip.
Yeah.
And then I watched that wasn't a bad show. But you see the beginning, they go Stuart Whitman and guest star Richard Boone in Cimarron Strip. He got his fucking name above the title of the show. He's Richard Boone.
That's pretty cool that they were like movie lengths. It was a TV show and the episodes were like an hour 15 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, it was like a 90-minute show, like the Virginia.
Yeah, it was kind of like the movie.
That never caught on. Yeah, it really never caught on. A couple shows did that, and that was a way to attract bigger stars. Well, the jury told us all that. They wanted to attract bigger stars, so they gave more screen time and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, we got the inside story from James Drury on this show years ago, don't you know?
We got connections here at Possum Hour.
Playing with kids over here. So I watched that one. I watched The Rio Conchos, which was a movie with Stuart Whitman and Richard Boone, which I think I might have seen before because they had Tony Francioso, and he just kind of rang a bell for me. And then this really, really cool movie of the week, right? I think it was called In Broad Daylight. And
Is that where the girl got in New York? She was attacked, and no one was a witness.
No. Oh, this is like one of those ABC movie of the week. Boone gets out of the hospital, and he's been blinded some accident. And I don't even think they tell you. He's getting out. You know, he's going back into the world. You know, and he's been. His therapist is Suzanne Plachet.
You sold me. I'm gonna look for that.
And then who's playing his wife? Who's playing his wife over here?
Ooh.
Stella
Ooh.
Stevens. Whoa.
Stella
Stevens.
Oh.
Hey, Mo.
Stella
Larry.
Stevens. Oh, God.
Stella fucking Stevens, baby.
Yeah.
You talking, boy. That's like one of the prettiest blondes and one of the prettiest brunettes, you know? One movie. So anyway, it's a murder mystery. It's pretty cool. I won't give it away because it's on YouTube. Yeah, check that out. It's Richard Boone. You'll see him. He's got the sunglasses on.
I see him in God's Gun, a spaghetti western, God's Gun. I watched that yesterday.
Oh, that's an interesting one because that's not his voice.
Yeah. He got pissed off. He was yelling and screaming at the director, and he walked off set. So he never they never got him back to his voice. Yeah.
Yeah, and my son explained that on those foreign, the Italian pictures, they recorded ambient sound, but they didn't really record the dialogue. They dubbed everything was dubbed. So he was supposed to,
but he left. He was pissed. He walked
but he
off
quit,
the
yeah,
set.
Yeah, he quit the movie before he dubbed, so they had to dub him. But there's every once in a while he'll go, and that's him. You could tell his. But then the voice come out and he's like, I'm got that thought, I got that thought. No. That was hard for me to watch,
anyway.
Man.
He was wasted, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Payday. Quick payday. Alrighty then. Time to yodel. Sorry, GT.
Okay, yodel. Stella Stevens.
GT's. Yeah, Stella Stevens.
Oh, God.
That's a good one on YouTube, man.
Right? Okay.
Oh, yeah. All right, this is a good goody.
What you doing? Getting ready to yodel. You can't yodel. Want to bet? Yeah.
Oh.
Yahoo!
Yodeling time.
Right. I might seem half a woman, but I need a Burma shade. My stocking has a runner. I'm a young lady who's a man. Could I hide my cleavage? How to puff my chin? Your nose in. I fought for Uncle Sam. Japs are sneaky, Japs are slanty. Whipped them in my bra and panty. G.I. Joe in drag. Don't you get the wrong idea. Guarantee I ain't no
channel like Nielsen.
Yeah.
Had a Nielsen feel to it.
Well, I can't remember who it is, man.
Well, I'm sure it was nobody. But it was all right.
Well, you never know. Could have been Nielsen for all I know.
Man.
Yeah. The title of it is Yodel. It says Yodel-Lady. Yodel Lady. So it's a nice heartwarming tale of cross-dressing and yodeling. What okay. could possibly go wrong? You know.
So it's a Daddy G's joke is what the title is.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, we managed to fake our way through a whole show here, man. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, as we usually do.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming.
Thank you, Pops.
Real pleasure. Real pleasure. some interesting shit tonight. I guess we'll be back Friday because, like, it's a fucking pandemic, man. There ain't nothing else to do.
How's your Groundhog Day doing?
Well, I got to watch him put the driveway in next door. That kind of broke up the monotony.
Have you seen the lady
since
then?
It turns out the water company floats the bill on that shit.
Okay, good, good.
Because it was like, you know, the water company and those official guys put in the... So she's got like half a brand new driveway. Not too shabby.
Nice.
Yeah, I need a new roof. I need a Gigantor on a new roof. He knows a roof guy. He's just
we're having a new bathroom.
Gigantor.
Put in.
What's that?
We're having a new bathroom put in, and Joey from the other rooms. He has his own bathroom in there.
Wow, nice. Nice.
They
probably
use
an upgrade
too much now.
I gotta get a roof is like bullet item number one. That's gotta happen.
Get that 14-year-old kid.
Canadian.
What are
that poor kid got hit by a car, you know.
Oh, did
he's okay now. Yeah, he's okay now, but he broke a bunch of bones and shit.
Yeah.
That strapping lad. I mean, he's like, when did he just turn 12 or something like 14, yeah. Something like that. Like, really? I was reading comic books behind the spring house and, you know.
I was on the roof, drunk out of my mind.
Trying to look up teacher's skirt. Oh, well. He's
good for him. There you go.
Good future in front of him. Canadian. Well, thanks everybody. Again, thanks everybody for coming. Drive safely. Always, you know, if you go out to eat or something, don't, because it's COVID.
Yeah.
But when you do eventually go out to eat, tip. Give them a nice tip.
Yeah.
Tell them commie sent
you. Wear a mask, save your bone.
Oh, yeah. Save your boner. Wear a mask, man.
Save your bone.
USA. USA. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Energize!
There's a mad surge of wrenching through the White House's walls. All his tweets are in caps lock too. And up in his nursery, every word is absurd. He's lost it and has gone cuckoo.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
Now fretfully
cuckoo.
His MAGA are trying to
cuckoo.
Compel us to share their views.
Cuckoo.
Fake news. So long, farewell, our fetus and good night.
The thoughts were cast and counted, they were right.
So long, farewell, our fetus and adieu.
Results came through and lots more states were blue.
So long, farewell, au revoir, our fetus and
I'd like to stay and count those votes again.
Yes?
No.
so long, farewell. I'll see the sand goodbye. You leave, we'll heave you out, and you will cry. Goodbye. You've got to go, you narcissistic liar. You twits, our folks were counted, now you're fired. Jail time. So long, farewell. Auf Wiedersehen, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
This shit, I'm out.
Mm-mm.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me, I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Alright then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of
fuck
here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Oh yeah.
Just wasted 10 seconds of your life.
Nice.
I love that. Fuck this shit, I'm out. Perfect little bitty.
It is. It is. Touching. That was a fun show.
It was. A good time.
Fun ones go really quick.
Oh.
You know?
I didn't say goodnight to the possums.
It was weird because I didn't really have a lot of stuff to talk about, but we ended up.
Yeah, we always fill with gaps somehow.
Oh. Well, a lot of good material, man, on the show. David L. Landers, rest in peace.
Yes.
Brought some funny tonight. Responsible for some of the funny. Thank you very much. That was the middle bit with the German song. That was, what's his idea? Well, they basically, what's the damn fake band? Michael McKean
Spinal
and all
Tap.
Those guys. Final,
yeah,
that's
Spinal
basically
Tap.
Spinal Tap. Yeah, the personnel in
that
band.
So.
Before.
Yeah.
Well,
did you see
not
that? Did you see that? What I posted on Grenache, where they did the what's his face, American Bandstand.
Yeah.
Well, you see, they had fake names for the band members too. What's his face was the band member doing an English accent there, Christopher Guest.
Yep. Christopher Guest.
So they were doing that shit before Spinal Tap.
He's a what is he, a retired Duke or something like that?
Yeah.
Well, they got rid of all that shit in England, just except for the Queen. You know, they keep the Queen. Man, they gotta get rid
queen.
Of that shit. No, come on.
Yeah,
the fuck?
That's silly shit.
Kings and queens. Suck my dick.
Get with the times.
You know, honestly.
Get with the times.
You know, as long hopefully
I
don't get the COVID, so I could tell Queen Elizabeth to suck my dick. Because otherwise, there's really no point. You know, there's no point. Just hanging her, not doing nothing. Just hanging around, not doing nothing. All right, man. Well, I guess we'll do it again Friday then.
Yeah, sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds like a plan.
Oh,
gonna make espresso.